33rd Legislative Day. Will the members please vote to signify their presence?
The roll shows 12 members present this morning. Senators Adams, Fahrenkamp, Jones, and Pierce are excused from the call of the Senate.
Please stand for the invocation by today's Senate Chaplain, Senator Strzelewski.
Mr. President, with a great deal of humility, I have found my prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for the great waters of Alaska and ask your protection for all those who use and enjoy this great gift. We acknowledge, too, our responsibility as stewards of this great gift. We must always strive to protect our mountain streams, our lakes, and the vast stretch of ocean extending far beyond the shore. You've given us a land with 3 million lakes, 3,000 rivers, and more shoreline than any other state. You gave us a land tied closely to the water from the ancient skin boat of the first inhabitant to the modern trawler fleets. We ask you to watch over and keep safe your people who sail the coastal seas or traverse the many rivers in pursuit of livelihood or recreation. Amen.
Well, Senator Eliason, please lead us in the pledge this morning. Fakes.
I move and ask unanimous consent this morning's prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer is spread on the journal. Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify as the correctness of the journal for the 32nd Legislative Day.
Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent the journal for the 32nd Legislative Day be approved and certified by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, the journal will be certified. Introduction of guests, Senator Fisher.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. In the far gallery, we have a person which is no stranger to any of us. He's a gentleman from Halibut Cove. He's a former state senator, and he's also a former state senate president, Clem Tillion.
Senator, as a former member of this body, you are allowed the privilege of the floor if you have anything to convey to us. Thank you, Clem. Senator Strzelewski.
It's in the far gallery. I'd like to introduce someone who's been a friend of many of us over the years and back in the state on a little bit of business, the Southwest Manager for Government Affairs for Marathon Oil, Dan Pickle.
Further introductions? Messages from the governor.
Message dated February 9. Dear Senator Kelly, on this date I have signed the following bill and am transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 127 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee. An act relating to the private manufacture of an alcoholic beverage and providing for an effective date is now Chapter 1, Session Laws 89. Message of February 7, Dear Senator Kelly, I have signed the following resolution and am transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing, Committee Substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 13 by the Resources Committee, requesting the Pacific Salmon Commission to increase Alaska Chinook salmon quota is now Legislative Resolve Number 1. And message dated February 7, Dear Senator Kelly, I have read the following resolution and am transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. Senate Resolution Number 7 relating to Alaska State Bank is now Senate Resolve Number 6. Those are all the messages.
Messages from the House?
There are no messages from the House.
Communications.
The Senate Secretary's Office has received the following reports. Federal Aid and Sport Fish Restoration Program, Fiscal Year 89, Alaska Department of Fish and Game from Don Collinsworth, Commissioner, in accordance with Chapter 154, Session Laws 88. Annual Report of the Alaska Science and Technology Foundation from Edward R. Clinton, Chairman, in accordance with AS 37-17090. and three reports from the Alaska Housing Market Council, the 1988 Annual Report, the Housing Programs and Data Resources Information Guide for Fall 1988, and the Residential Mortgage Loans in Alaska Third Quarter Report. We also received the Department of Commerce and Economic Development Division of Occupational Licensing Fiscal Year 1988 Annual Performance Report.
We'll refer the performance report to the Labor and Commerce Committee.
These reports are on file in the Secretary's office. Those are all the reports.
Reports of standing committees.
The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill 91, Methods of Appointment to the Alaska Public Offices Commission, Effective Date and Recommended Calendar. The report was signed by Senator Sturzelewski, Chair, and concurred in by Senators Rohde, Kurtula, Kelly, and Eliason.
Reports of special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
There are no Senate resolutions.
Introduction of Senate bills.
And there are no Senate bills.
Consideration of the daily calendar. Will the Senate Secretary please read the first bill on today's calendar?
Senate Bill number 91 by the Rules Committee, but by request of the Governor for an act entitled An Act Relating to Methods of Appointment to the Alaska Public Offices Commission and Providing for an Effective Date. State Affairs Committee considered the bill a majority of the committee recommends to pass. The report was signed by Senator Pershaw, Chair, concurring Senators Adams, Fakes, and Kelly, zero fiscal note attached. Judiciary Committee considered the bill and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for Senate Bill number 91, Judiciary, and do pass. The report was signed by Senator Fakes, Chair, concurring Senators Halford, Rohde, Zemanski, and Pierce, updated, zero fiscal note attached. Rules Committee considered the bill and recommends calendaring. The report was signed by Senator Sturzelewski, Chair, concurring Senators Rohde, Kurtula, Kelly, and Eliason as a Judiciary Committee substitute.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Judiciary Committee substitute be adopted.
Without objection, Judiciary Committee substitute is adopted.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 91, Judiciary, an act relating to methods of appointment to the Alaska Public Offices Commission and providing for an effective date.
Hard as I try, I can't get beyond 14 people, so we're going to be stuck in second reading. Senator Halford, Senator Sanities. Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Halford.
I'm asking unanimous consent that the Judiciary Committee substitute for Senate Bill 91 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and place the final passage.
Without objection, Senate Bill 91 is in third reading. Discussion.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 91, Judiciary, an act relating to methods of appointment to the Alaska Public Offices Commission and providing for an effective date.
Any discussion on the bill? Senator Fisher.
Thank you, Mr. President. Through the chair, what I need to know is if you look at Section C, aren't we putting it back into the political situation? I thought the idea originally was to have two and two and let them make a decision independent of the governor.
Senator Fakes.
Okay, that's the way it is right now, and that's unconstitutional. And it's been deemed by several folks that having the commission themselves select the fifth member is unconstitutional because the Constitution clearly states that the governor shall appoint these members and the legislature shall confirm if the board is a quasi-judicial board, which is what this is and is defined. So there have been several cases now, and there's always been this hint that there was going to be a constitutional case on this issue, and the Attorney General's office felt that it was pretty cut and dry, that the way it's been done in the past is not correct. Sometimes it's been done this way, and this is the correct way. So the statutes will be finally put in order, and the current process that you see before you will pass constitutional muster, is correct, and it will correct a constitutional problem with how the board is constituted sometimes now.
Senator Fisher?
Follow-up. Has there been a challenge in the state of Alaska that went through the court to say it is unconstitutional?
Senator Fakes.
No, but there have been, in cases that have brought APOC to bear, there have been some side issues, and in the side issues, or what is it called, yes, there have been these issues that have been raised that the way the board was constituted was unconstitutional. So it hasn't been the main case, but it's been the side issues.
Senator Lyson.
Mr. President, I just have a general question. Is this board subject to financial disclosure or not?
Senator Fakes.
Yes, absolutely, which is why they have trouble getting some people serving on the board. It's a five-year term, and all the conflict of interest, the ethics codes, everything amounts to them, too. Plus, they have their own confidentiality chapter that they have to adhere to.
So all of the conflict of interest and the financial disclosure forms that we all go through, they have to go through, plus a little extra.
Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, in response to Senator Fisher's question, it is the unanimous opinion of all the attorneys who have looked at it, regardless of their point of view, that the present composition is unconstitutional and would not survive a constitutional challenge.
Further discussion? The question before the body, then, is should CS for Senate Bill 91, Judiciary, pass the Senate. Members may proceed to vote. Whoops. Have all senators voted? Secretary will lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote. And so, committee substitute for Senate Bill 91, Judiciary, has passed the body. Madam Secretary? Senator Halford.
I move to ask unanimous consent to roll call and final passage of committee substitute for Senate Bill 91, Judiciary, to consider the roll call and effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause is adopted. Madam Secretary?
Citations honoring Molly Bynum by Senators Rohde and Kelly in memoriam Ethel Montgomery by Senator Duncan, Representatives Ulmer and Hudson.
Senator Halford.
I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that I be added to the Bynum citation.
Without objection, Senator Sturgeon.
I would make the same motion. Move and ask unanimous consent I be added to the Molly Bynum citation.
Without objection, so added. Senator Coghill.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be added to the Ethel Montgomery citation.
Without objection, so added. Senator Binkley.
Same motion, Mr. President.
Without objection, so added. Senator Halford.
I move and ask the unanimous consent the citations appearing on today's calendar be adopted by the Senate.
Without objection, citations are adopted. Unfinished business. Senator Duncan.
I move and ask unanimous consent I be excused from the call of the Senate on Monday, February 13th, Tuesday, February 14th for personal business.
Without objection, Senator Duncan's excused. Unfinished business, Senator Eliason.
I would like to serve notice of my reconsideration of my vote on Senate Bill 91.
Without objection, notice of reconsideration. Doesn't make any difference if the objection or not is given on Senate Bill 91. Further unfinished business? Announcements. Senator Porcello.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today in State Affairs at 1:30, we'll be again taking up SJR 1 on open meetings, and we'll be bringing back before the committee SB 117, the bill dealing with university license plates.
Senator Fakes.
Yes, thank you, sir. We had scheduling problems in the Judiciary Committee with some of the interested agencies on some fiscal notes. So we had originally scheduled the hearing on Senate Bill 17, an act relating to capital punishment, on Tuesday. We're having to move that back to Thursday. So capital punishment will be on Thursday.
Further announcements?
Senator Sturgeluski. Yes, there will not be a rules committee today, and just for the members, we're going to try and hold to a Tuesday and Thursday schedule, but I've been attempting to see that we have a calendar every day, so there might be some changes, but no meeting today.
Senator Eliason.
President, Labor and Commerce will meet this afternoon at 3:30 in Belt's room. The bills have been posted, and we're having a caucus immediately upon adjournment of the session in Belt's Butro room. Immediate upon adjournment.
Further announcements? Special orders. Senator Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I have the privilege of the floor to speak on tourism for a moment?
You have the floor, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to speak just for a moment, and I didn't speak yesterday when the resolution that we had before us, Senate Joint Resolution Number 15, passed. And in retrospect, I would have liked to have made a statement and should have, and I want to make a very brief, and I know this is unusual, but make a very brief statement for the record. I read that resolution very carefully, didn't have any real concerns with it, except there was kind of a nagging thought in the back of my mind. I support international tourism, development of international tourism. However, I want to make it clear, so that there's not a wrong message sent to the Marketing Council, I don't support the development of international tourism at the expense of that tourism that we've already developed in this state, in Southeast Alaska, package tourism, et cetera. And I know that's an ongoing debate with the Tourism Marketing Council over the last couple of days, and I was just hopeful that they would not get the impression from my vote on the resolution yesterday that I was in any way supporting one side of that issue, saying develop more international and forget about what we've already done. I think we've got to keep what we've got and move forward in the international area. And I'm going to be writing a letter to the Marketing Council explaining my position on that, but I wanted to be able to say that on the floor for the record also. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Eliason?
I move to consent that I also be granted the privilege of the floor to speak on the same subject.
Without objection, you have...
I would like to associate myself with the remarks of my colleague from General.
Further special orders? Senator Coghill.
Mr. President, I move to ask unanimous consent that I be given the privilege of the floor to discuss a tragedy that happened in the interior last night.
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, as you all remember, last year I had a young lady here who was a volunteer. Her name was Bridget Quigley, who was a volunteer staff person of mine for 2 years. She did a documentary. She was a TV person for KJNP. She got married this spring. She married a real nice young fella, a guy by the name of Blake Morgan. Blake Morgan was a commercial pilot for Arctic Circle Air, and he crashed last night in the Beaver Creek area, hauling a load of freight to Port Yukon, and got killed. And I would like to ask unanimous consent, Mr. President, that the prayer that was given today be dedicated to Blake Morgan.
On objection, prayer will be dedicated. Senator Szymanski.
Thank you. I'd like to move back to announcements, please.
Without objection, Senator.
Thank you. Under announcements, I mean, we're going to have an International Trade Tourism Committee meeting at 3:30 this afternoon, and I'm prompted to mainly make the announcement because of the remarks by the senator from Juneau and Southeastern. The purpose of the committee meeting today will be to review a white paper that zeroes in on many of the problems that tourism is facing in the state of Alaska, and it was developed under the committee to do precisely that, to take a look at international tourism versus domestic tourism, the emphasis the administration is putting on, and I encourage all concerned legislators to attend that, as will be many of the tourism industry people. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Halford, would you move us back to introduction of guests, please?
I move and ask unanimous consent that we move back to introduction of guests.
Without objection, return to introduction of guests. I have a friend in the gallery who was originally from Kansas and plays for the legislative softball team in Anchorage, and she's a very good softball player. She's here visiting her husband who works for Representative Cato, Linda Smith. Linda, welcome to the Senate. Further introduction of guests? Further special orders? Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Monday.
Without objection, Senate stands in adjournment.